Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and it's Friday. Yay, Friday! Yeah. Should it matter? Yes, it does. I think for most people who listen to the show, Friday has some special magical feeling to it. Even if you have to work on Saturday, Friday is still a very cool day. It's like, whoa, Friday, the weekend, yes. So, yeah. Even when I worked on Saturday, I kind of liked Fridays because Fridays are cool. So let me set up the show. For a moment. We're going to talk about anything and everything. I have some articles. It's kind of across the board. Let's have some fun today. Let me, my spirit guide, my spirit group. I've been working with them lately. They've been kind of fun. The Adonis group. It's a group of spiritual teachers and masters that want to give you messages and information. You know, as you know or don't know, I'm a channel. I have trans channel. But they've been kind of working with me to kind of do it lighter where I can just kind of basically just relax a little bit. And they'll work through me. And as if I'm talking to you, and you wouldn't even know I'm not talking to you, but they're talking to you, if that makes any sense at all. So that's what I've been working on. So I can talk to anybody and answer your questions, but it's not me answering their questions. It's them answering your questions. I know it's PR, but I have some articles anyway. So we'll get into some of that. We'll have some fun today. And we'll kind of enjoy it. I wanted to talk about just whatever, right? Whatever. Yeah, it's Friday, so it's kind of like, okay, what was I going to talk about? Take calls, of course. I was going to talk about how self-motivation can be easier when you find your true calling. Kind of a cool article from lifehack.org. Sheba you pronounce that. I'm not going to, right? Okay. Then I have a quiz. It's kind of a fun quiz. It's really intended more towards women than men. It's from WebMD. Do you know the benefits of walking? You know, they talk about exercise, exercise, exercise. But, you know, sometimes walking is just your best exercise. Okay, so sometimes walking is really cool. So we'll talk about that and give you – it's a quiz. You can take the quiz with me and see what you think. And what else did I have today? An article by Pam Grout on gratitude and an article. See, I don't know if I'm going to get any of this or all of this, but I thought this was six signs that loved one is near. We're talking dead people, you know, like family members, dead people. How do you know your dead people are around you? Your great grandmother, your great grandfather. How do you know that they're just hanging with you and you can? So there's some articles. So we'll get into that, but I have a caller, so I'll be with my caller in about less than 30 seconds, so if you can hang in there. And we'll do that. And, okay, I just got to respond to something real quick. I know, I apologize for that. If people bug me during my – how do people always want to bug me doing my radio show? I don't know. People are fun. I love people, right? Don't you love people? Okay, so let me take a call and see what's going on. Now, spirit guides are a little different. They don't always look like, well, this is going to happen in 6 months. They're more like, yeah, you got to do this. Yeah, they're a little more straightforward with you about, oh, you need to be doing this. It's more about coaching. I ask them, how can I do better coaching job? You know, that performance coaching? And they say, we'll do it for you. Uh-oh, they're going to do it for me. So let's see what happens. So it's a caller. Hello.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well as well.
And I recognize the voice, but I don't always put names to voices.
That's quite all right. This is Annette.
Annette. See, I was thinking, yes. Anita, but I was close, but Annette.
You were close, yeah. Annette, Anita, same thing.
Yeah, I had a tomato. One of my early mentors is named Anita, so I always kind of, it's a good fallback, right?
Oh,
she was a trans. Oh. She's a trans. She's still a trance channel. She's still around. She was amazing
wow.
in some way. She taught me. I went
wow.
to a class in channeling with her and a group of other people, and then we met mm-hmm. once a week for about a year, channeling and doing all
mm-hmm.
kinds of fun stuff and being weird. Just being weird.
That's okay.
Ooh.
Weird is good. There's nothing wrong with being weird.
I like weird, you know, but some people don't
do
like
too.
Weird.
Well,
you know,
that's their problem.
I never like normal people. I never like normal people. See, I was raised in a.
I am not normal.
I was raised in a Christian religion where you were supposed to be air quotes normal, but I never liked that. Never. I was always rebellious.
Yeah.
Always getting in trouble. They always
yes,
want to kick me,
me
out.
Me too.
They always wanted to kick me out, for one thing or another. You're not supposed to smoke that wacky weed. Why? Oh, because, right?
That's right.
You're not,
that's
not
right.
supposed to have sex. Not supposed to have sex. Why? Because God said not to. Okay, so we'll move on. What's going on with you today?
I would like to know if your spirit guides have a message for me, or what is it that I need to improve on, or what is it that I'm doing that's fabulous and fantastic and great?
Boy, you got a lot going on here. So it's all the above, right? Okay. Okay, so what I hear, and I'm trying to get them to speak through me versus just hearing it and saying it, repeating it, but love yourself more.
Mm.
You love yourself, but you need to take it to the next level.
Okay.
It's purifying your soul of all negativity that other people have dumped on you. Being very cautious of people who want to use you in ways that are destructive. And destructive doesn't necessarily mean tearing you completely apart. Destructive keeps you from raising your vibration to a level of godlike.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm.
That's good for you. You need to go there, dear.
Yes. That makes perfect sense. Perfect
what else?
Sense. Wow. That was good. Mm.
The more you love yourself, the more you love yourself, the more that pure love will be in your life. You will radiate love out and attract only love that is pure and wholesome.
Yes.
Oh, good. Good for you. Yes. Do you have that
yes.
yet? Did you say you have that yet?
No, I don't.
Why not?
But I want it. I want it.
I think we all do at some level, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that makes perfect sense, because sometimes I sense that that's what people want to do. They kind of want to tear you down.
Right.
You know, they don't want you to be so bubbly and happy.
Oh boy, that's the worst thing in the world, right? Because they're kind of down. People want to drag you down to their level of whatever that level is, versus allowing you. They don't want you to soar and fly and be free. They want you to be like me because I'm a loser. You know, I'm depressed. You got to be depressed too.
Yes. I actually had someone say, you know, you need to tone it down a little bit. I'm like, and I turned to them and said, well, that's like telling the sun that it shouldn't shine. That's like telling the stars, you know, you shouldn't sparkle.
But your rebellious self would say to them, no, I'm going to crank it up just because you said that. I'm going to crank it up to the next level. I'm going to go from an 8 to a 9 and forget about you.
Yeah. There is that little
you're that type of person that would do that. You have that kind of semi-warrior attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell your energy. You get out there and you do fights for what you believe in. Good for you.
Mm-hmm, I do, and it's about time, because I feel that spirit has been waiting for me to say something. And I've been speaking my truth.
Okay, we're going to take just a couple more minutes here, but what do you want to say? What do you think Spirit wants you to say to the world?
I feel like fighting for me, standing up for me, having a voice, using my voice, having a voice, you know, fighting for Annette.
Good for you. Good for
you.
You
know, and I've never done that. I've never done that in my family. I've never done that. I've always put my tail between my legs and I ran out the door.
Not anymore.
No,
not
you're right.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I need to step into that power, I step into it. But I'm not always walking in that power. There's a time, I just feel I'm learning that there's a time and a place to bring that warrior energy out. I don't have to always carry it.
No, you don't. You can flip into your other roles of whatever that be, the healer or whatever else it is
exactly.
You want to be.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to let
Thank
you go.
You.
This has
All
been
right.
fun.
Thank you, beautiful George.
Hope you got a nice message from it.
Always. Always.
You know,
always.
Sometimes it's not the message we get from somebody else. It's the internal, our internal reaction to a message is more important.
Mm. Yes. 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 Oh my gosh. You always have wisdom for me. You as
well.
Many blessings.
Thank you.
Many blessings.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now I could go on and on, but I've got another caller, so I thought, maybe take somebody else and see what you have going on and see if we can do this little thing where spirit just kind of blew up through me. Yeah, I practiced that last night as I was going to bed. Yeah, like, you know, it's not always good to be doing that at 11:30 at night. Okay, spirit, talk through me. And you're going, okay, yeah. And then you forget what they said in the morning. Always forget what they say in the morning, right? Or even a half hour later. I have no idea what they say sometimes. It's kind of fascinating. Like 10 minutes later, I have no clue what they said to somebody, which is good because I don't carry people around with their problems and all their stuff. Okay, I got a 253 and a 302. Hello?
Hola, amigo.
Hello.
Hola. ¿Cómo
estás? Yeah, this is ¿Cómo estás? Dead. Yeah, okay. What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
Fine. I'm fine. No, but
Me
see,
too.
everybody else doesn't know who you are, and I know who you are, so you're Holly, and we'll just settle
they
that.
Know.
They know, yeah. Well, they all know. You just radiate that Holly energy. So what's on your mind today?
You know, just
can I get
message.
A can I get a that's exactly what I was going to say. Holly's going to say, can I get a message from spirit or from my
yes.
dead ancestors or somebody, right? Somebody out there, will they give me a message today, right?
Yeah, because I don't really have any problemos.
Well, then why do you want a message if you don't have problems? I'm kidding.
You
know, okay,
I know. Somebody said it to me. You got to have a problem before they give you a message. Why don't I have a problem?
Okay, let me see what they say to you anyway. Problem or no problems?
No problem.
Well, what they're trying to tell you, and I'm trying to let them say it versus me, that you, what you're doing in your life is you're sitting in solution. Your life is about solution. So whatever comes up, you immediately move to solution. So the answers come rather quickly because your mindset is on solution and not problems. That's why you don't have problems.
Oh.
Because you're automatically moving from problem to solution and you're open to solution. So it flows to you. So you quickly move through problem. So it's a good place
wow.
to be in. It's an excellent
yeah.
place to be in. And the more you
the more
you practice moving from problem to solution, the bigger the solutions will be or bigger the rewards will be for living that way.
That's fabulous.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So your future looks bright. Yes.
Yeah.
How's your business,
by the way?
How's your business?
My little side job? My side business?
Yeah, your little side. Yeah, your side business. Well, I saw some of your stuff online. It was really cool.
Oh, thank you. It's cool.
Very cool.
Okay. Yeah, I'm selling at least. At least it's not like no sales. I did have sales.
Well, that's good that you're selling. That's excellent, right?
Yeah, I seem to have the same buyers. Like every holiday season that I make something different, the same buyers buy it. Something. It's cool.
Well, give them a discount for sending you people.
They haven't sent me anybody yet.
Well, tell them they get a discount for sending you people. Yeah, you
and
get
I
a reward.
Give them a little extra. Yeah, when they take up their orders, I always give them a little extra.
Well, you're a good person.
Sometimes.
Okay, go ahead. Your question.
Is Kenny going to buy that house he showed me on the pictures?
In due time.
In the woods.
In due time. He's still straightening something. He's still straightening out a few things so he can make that possible. He's still working through some things so he can make that possible. Okay?
Is that the final house? Is that the final decision house?
For you and him?
No, is that the one he's for sure going to buy? Because he's been looking at different ones for a long time.
Is there trees around it?
Yes.
Okay. I see trees. I see dead people. No, I see trees.
Oh, you know where it is? You know where it is? On the way up to Big Bear.
I know where that is.
You know that area.
Yeah, I know that
Fort
area.
Fort Falls?
Yeah, I know that area. I used to drive up there quite a bit. Good
it's
for you.
It's not all the way up. Yeah, it's not all the way up.
No,
it's the foothills.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I know. It's just below the snow line.
Yeah, so much trees. So beautiful, like Washington. Okay, I'll let you go. I'm sorry.
You be well. Yeah, you just keep staying in solution, and your life is good. Okay?
Life is great. Thank you. Bye. Have a nice show.
You too. Bye. This is like old home week. That's cool. Yes, people I know, I've talked to a thousand million times. Okay, so what are we going to do? I'm going to take another caller, and then I'm going to figure out which article I really want to get into first. And being it Friday, we're going to have a little bit of fun, and we're not necessarily going to do serious stuff. So I think I'll do a quiz, and mostly women listen to the show, but the article is good for men too because we all need to walk. So I'll do that after I take a caller. And then, I don't know, well, see what happens, see how much time we have left, because I'm quickly using the time. Yes, it's fleeting quickly. Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, goody.
Yes.
How you doing? My name is Tamika from Delaware.
Tamika?
Yes.
What's wrong with
your
throat? Is that normal? You got something going on?
Well, I'm from
Ohio.
When I moved to Delaware, just totally changed everything. My asthma got worse. I lost my voice to sing. Although I'm not sure about that. That could have been from my grandmother, because I swear to God, when she died, I swear she took a piece of my voice with her. Because she used to love to hear me sing.
No. She's saying to you, don't blame me, child. You bring this on yourself.
Oh man!
You are your own worst enemy. Sometimes you can't go around blaming us in the non-physical world because we didn't cause this for you. We try to keep giving it.
I might be my own worst enemy, but you tell her I got it. I know I got it, some of that stuff from her because I've seen it with my own eyes.
She says we try to keep giving it back to you, but you just keep rejecting it. So.
No,
sometimes
I try to feel things or something, but I can't. I don't know. I can't hear or see, and I tell them all the time, look, I'm blind or deaf. I don't know. I can't. I try so hard, but I think sometimes I feel them, or I might have a dream, but I might forget it.
Well, there's an article I was going to present about how do you know that they're around, and that's two of the ways. You sense them or you feel them. It's not even a physical. Sometimes it's a physical touch. I'm giving away the article. But sometimes it's a physical touch. Sometimes it's in dreams.
Sometimes it's in music. Because if I know their favorite song, I swear sometimes I'll hear it back to back on the radio.
Right.
That's
got to
be them.
Play with electricity. See, that's the deal. And I had a client, I don't know how long ago this one, she was telling me about her grandmother who passed like to turn the TVs on and off all the time. She broke more TVs by just constantly turning them on and off. It just drove them crazy after a while. You know, broken TV, grandma did it again. Boom. So you have to kind of say, hey,
I'll come in
stop
the room,
it with-
and I swear either the light was on or it was off, but I can't remember. So I'm like, I know that thing was on or off. And I always say to my kids, hey, if something's coming on or off, it's got to be our grandparents or something.
Oh, they do that. Yeah, they do that. We'll get more into that in the article about that. But it's, yeah, it's so true. And one thing that I've had in my past is my father communicated to me through smell. Okay?
I smell cigarettes.
Yeah, well, that did somebody in your family member smoke?
It was my mother.
Okay, well,
but
then she's...
I don't know if I just trip in, because my kids say they don't smell anything.
Well,
but
it's for you.
Driving or something.
It's intended for you, dear.
It's like cigarette smoke.
It's intended for you, okay?
Yeah.
If you're the only one that's smelling it, it's intended for you. It's not just some outside thing, okay? My story was my father died when I was 5, but he used to smoke a pipe, and he had this certain pipe tobacco called Prince Albert pipe tobacco, okay, and it was in cans. And so even after he died, we had these cans around, you know, they used for other stuff, right? And they had a distinct smell to them, the pipe tobacco. So one time I was in my house, and I was smelling that pipe tobacco. It was a few years ago. I was an adult, of course. And so I kind of went around where I was living going, well, is somebody smoking a pipe outside? And I walked all around. Nobody was smelling a pipe. It was my father trying to tell me, hey, I'm here. You can smell the pipe tobacco, can't you? So it happens, dear.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens. So
yeah, because my grandmother and my other grandparents, they didn't smoke cigarettes. So the only one who did was my second mother, and I'm like, that's got to be her.
It is. Don't worry about it. It is. She's communicating. She's getting your attention. Now, I'm
going to
have...
So because sometimes I feel like I might, or like maybe they're disappointed in me, but I try so hard to be what... either they didn't think I would be or what they hoped I would be.
Stop. They're never disappointed in you. They always want to see you better, but they always want to see you better according to what you think is better and not necessarily trying to dictate what is better. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
They congratulate you for your own personal achievements that you have decided to reach to. They're not disappointed in you because they know you're still human and you'll still fail at times, but they recognize that failure is just an opportunity to do better next time. Okay?
Yep.
I'm gonna let you go because I got some other callers, but yeah, just know they're with you all the time, okay? Just be open to that different senses and you'll get even more communication in different ways. One of the things that you might be noticing and pay attention to is like your hair, like brushing up against your hair, it's almost like a breeze on your hair and there's no breeze.
My leg. Sometimes I swear to God, it feels like a cat or something brushing up against my leg.
Ta-da. Ta-da. Okay.
Okay. Thank
you.
You
got it. You're welcome. Bye. Ah, good old dead people. I joke, you know, they're not dead. They're in a non-physical world. You know, they're watching us constantly going, what did you do today? Okay. Yeah, there are no judgments. No, that's the cool thing about it. There really isn't any judgments. They just want us to achieve, and they will encourage us. You know, never mind. We'll take calls. I was going to rattle on about somebody saying to me, well, how come they don't tell me what to do? And yeah, well, that's a whole different story, isn't it? How come they don't do everything for me? And I'm going, ooh, that's part of our job, isn't it? Sometimes you have to be in the right vibration to get things for them to connect with you. Okay, let me take a call. 269, and then I got a 111, you know, whatever. It looks like a Skype call. Okay, 269. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And whom am I speaking to?
This is Rebecca.
Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. No, I'm kidding. That's an oldie but moldy, isn't it? You know,
everybody says it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. That was a bad joke. But I love that name. But they don't call you Becky?
When I was a little girl.
Now you're a Rebecca, and don't you ever call me Becky, because I am an adult now. So, you know, right?
That's pretty much it.
So what's going on today?
Yeah,
Rebecca.
Well, first of all, there's a link that's broken. I just wanted to tell you about on the main page. I clicked on it several times and couldn't get through. So then I clicked on your name, went to your page, and then I clicked that way and got in.
Okay. Yeah, I know people have that problem from time to time, and it's a blog talk, whatever their deal is. I don't know. So, don't fight the system, right? Rage against the machine.
Right.
Is that the song? That's the message.
Uh-huh.
Don't do it.
That's right.
So what is on your mind?
So main thing is, I normally have people booked into my system a week or two or three in advance, and it seems like my calendar is pretty empty for the next couple of weeks. You see things picking up a little bit.
What do you do?
I am a counselor at law.
A lawyer, basically, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. You practice legal things, right?
There you go.
you keep people out of trouble, or get them in trouble, depending on which side of the bench you're on, right?
That's right.
where you're sitting today. Good for you. Yeah. Do you want a prediction on your future? Woo! Yeah. So do I see? You know what I get for you? This is well-needed downtime for you. It feels like your energy needs a reprieve. You need some time for yourself, but also you need time to just kind of refocus a little bit. I don't know why I get that for you, just to refocus a little bit. Okay? On your practice?
Okay.
On your practice. Really? I'm not sure what that means to you, but it's just time to refocus. But once April kicks in, especially towards the middle of April, it'll ramp up, and you'll be busier than a one-armed whatever, right? A one-armed paper hanger, is that the one?
There you go.
No wonder you're a Rebecca. You've got all this important stuff to do in life. You can't be a Becky, because the judge is going, well, really, Becky, that's not, you know, really, seriously. No, you have a great attitude, though. You have a great energy.
Well, thanks. And, you know, it's funny,
you do.
The last caller you were talking with her about a smoker, we had no one in my family who smoked. And I finally went to my mother and I said, do we have a smoker in our family? She goes, oh, yeah, that was my grandpa. He lived with us for, you know, a couple of years when I was a kid. And so I had the smoker thing happen, and I had the wind when there was no wind, perfume across my face from my girlfriend.
Boy,
in a chicken coop.
Well, you've got a lot of stuff going on there. They're just trying to communicate with you all the time.
Yeah, they do.
I'll give you the line I hear about what they're trying to do for you. They're trying to keep you propped up and moving forward. Does that make sense to you? You know what I mean by that? Keep you going. Just keep you going. Keeping moving forward. You got a lot of things to achieve yet. Do you want to be a judge someday? I think really in your soul that there's that need to do that sort of thing in some kind of way, or mediation or something, or child's court or something, children's youth court or whatever they call it, something like that. Okay.
I do all of that, and I've been very uncomfortable with the thought of judging people. I'm much more comfortable with the thought of letting somebody else decide that, because it is really difficult. And I've also seen some of the judges. I've seen some of the judges use that in an enjoyable way to torture people.
Yes, but Rebecca,
and
stop, stop, stop.
It's
stop,
just
stop,
bad
stop,
juju.
stop for a second. But see, since you've seen that and you see that contrast that you don't want, you have the fairness about you to apply it in a way that's very judicial and very fair, or at least sticking to the law, staying by the law, right? But
right.
But with mercy, law with mercy, right?
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so that's you. You'll do it eventually. I'm not saying next week, you know, years from now, and you feel like, oh, okay, I need to do something different. Yeah, cool. You'll do it.
Okay.
Because you'll get tired of other, oh, you know, I could do a better job than that person. Yeah, really, seriously. Can't believe what they said to that client of mine today, right?
yes, I've had that experience.
Well, and the deal is that sometimes, you know, it feels like one of your relatives will just push you forward and you'll get the door will open when you're ready for that door to open. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Yeah, I have pushy relatives. They do that.
Yep, they'll get you. I'm talking about the dead ones, not the live ones.
That's what I'm talking about, too.
Yeah, they really do. They really do bug you sometimes, don't they? They kind of like, oh, yeah. But they're all very happy for you. They're all feeling that you're doing everything that you intended to do with your life and more, and that you're on a good path, because you celebrate your own life. I like that. That's cool.
Well,
good
I'm glad
you.
You're getting such sweet messages from my dead people, my dead entourage.
Well, they always want to give you – they don't really want to be mean to you because they have no reason to be mean to you.
True.
Okay. Okay.
Although some of them are pushy.
Well, but pushy in the sense of they really want you to do more.
Yeah.
To push yourself, to stretch the envelope just a little bit more. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You got it? Take care.
I got it. All right. Okay. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Okay. Bye now. That's kind of an interesting call. That was kind of fascinating. Yeah. Imagine in court, my grandfather is telling me to ask you this question, and they're going, okay. Yeah, really, seriously. Oh, I lost a caller. Okay, they went away on me. Yeah, that's kind of a funny concept. That would be kind of a great TV series or movie or something, you know, the psychic lawyer who's getting messages, the medium lawyer who's getting messages from famous people in the past telling her or telling him, oh, you need to tell this client this, you know. It's okay, I'm being strange. Okay, we'll move into more serious things, really. Yeah, I think we've talked to everybody. Did I talk to everybody? No, I got one person that's waiting for me here, I think. Yeah, I think so. It's a 561 number. Let's see if they're there still. Let's have some fun. Let's see if we can have some more fun, because this has been fun so far. Hello.
Hi, George.
So are
you
having fun? Fine. Are you having fun?
Yeah, I'll be having fun tonight when I go out.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. What are you going to do that's fun?
Oh, I go dancing. So I love to go dancing.
No, your great-grandmother doesn't want you to stay out too late, okay? Please don't. Please don't stay out too late.
Okay.
Aha! Really, seriously, that's what I got a message. You know, I don't always get messages from dead people for people, but I just heard this, like a great-grandmother saying, just don't stay out too late tonight. You know, you need your sleep. You do need your sleep,
yeah,
don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't sleep that well.
So, yeah, get in before the sun comes up, okay?
Okay.
What else is on your mind? Anything else?
Well, I'm in between living situations, and there's this guy that's been around
God.
Me for a while, and he asked
Guys.
Me if I wanted to move in with him, but I really don't think so.
Bad idea. Okay, bad idea. Okay. Not a good idea. Now, your living situation will straighten out in April, okay, in April, which is like 2 days away, right? Tomorrow, no. Wait, yeah, tomorrow's April 1st. So, yeah, it's soon. It'll straighten out. You'll have more clarity within a few days where you're going to be, where it's going to be more comfortable for you, more relaxed, easier for you, okay? Yeah, don't that guy doesn't feel good for you. No, it just feels like a user type situation. You don't want to be in a user type situation, do you?
He owes me some money. You see him paying me back?
Yeah, if you can contact the last caller. No, I'm kidding. No, if you can drag it out of him, yeah, you can drag it out of him. You'll get it out of him. It's a little bit of work, you know. It's not going to be the easiest thing, you know, to get it out of him, but you will eventually. Okay, make him make payments. Payments. It's payments time. Okay.
Oh my God! I mean, it's only $100. I mean,
I know,
it's not
$20,
like
$20 a week or $15 a week or something. Just say, hey, give me you can afford $10. Just give me $10 and give me $10 a week or $20 a week. You'll get it out of them. OK, sometimes $100 to some people is like, oh, I'm cheap and I don't want to do that. No, just drag it out of him slowly. You'll get it out of him slowly. Right. Spread it over a month. You'll get it out of him. OK.
Oh, he told me he just paid $30,000 for his daughter's wedding. Was he lying?
Exaggeration is the word for it. Exaggeration, okay? Is exaggerated.
So he is he having money problems? What's his problem?
He's cheap. Cheap. Cheap is the word here. Cheap. People have money problems because they have a bad attitude about money because they don't want to be generous with their money. Okay? That's a money problem. It's not about not having money in the bank. It's about I'm afraid to let it go because I'll never get any more kind of problem. Okay? I'm going to let you go.
True. Thank you.
I'll let you go. You'll get it.
All right,
okay?
Bye.
Isn't that true? People have a money problem that you hang on to it too tightly? Oh, yes. Oh, I can't spend that money. I'll never get any more, right? That's called a lack attitude. Having a lack attitude. I'm a big law of attraction person, and you know what we put out to everything, the universe, we put out is what we get back, right? If we put out generosity, if we put out love, if we put out happiness, we're going to get more of that back. But if we put out being stingy and cheap and grumpy, you ever notice grumpy people attract grumpy people? You ever see that? Or happy people attract happy people, and that grumpy people are repelled by happy people because grumpy people see happy people and go, what's wrong with you? How can we, yeah, what's wrong with you? What are you so happy about, right? So, okay, so I do have another caller. You guys are having fun. It's kind of an open-ended Friday kind of thing. But I did want to get into it. Oh, I'm almost out of time. I will highlight those points about how do you know that your dead relatives are trying to communicate with you in a minute. So let me take one more call, see if I have any time left for that particular article. And then we'll kind of let Friday kind of cruise into the weekend. We'll have some fun. Hope you guys have something fun planned for the weekend, right? Do you? I hope so. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Whom am I speaking to?
This is Carrie. And I wasn't aware. I didn't realize I put one, but I'm happy to be on with you. I'm open to.
Is that a Carrie with a C or a K?
K.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to make an assumption. Never make assumptions, right? Yes, Carrie.
Right.
So what's going?
And that's
so you
funny
wanna,
because I usually say it's Carrie with a K.
So, Carrie, you want to get a message from somebody who's in the non-physical world from your family line that might have a message for you today, right? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Rebe Bobby. Let's see. Father's side of the family, it feels like. I don't usually do this, but sometimes I do. Father's side of the family, female energy, back a couple generations. It feels more like an aunt than a grandmother. So it's like one line over from a grandmother. Does that make sense to you? It's like somebody's sister, I don't know, on your father's side.
Yeah.
Okay.
My grandmother or my aunt Patty or my aunt Pat.
Yeah, it could be. It's an aunt. It's not a grandmother. Okay. It's an aunt. Okay. So what does she have to say to you today? Okay. This may not mean anything to you, but I put it out there exactly exactly how I get it. Take your freedom seriously. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means to you? Take your freedom seriously.
Yeah.
Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy yourself. Just take it seriously. Seriously, not it. I'm free, but seriously, like, I'm going to really enjoy my freedom. This is really cool stuff. Yeah. She wants you just
to set up a life. Set up a life.
Go ahead.
You don't have to take a vacation. That's what that means to me. Like, set up a life that
good.
You don't have to complain about or take a vacation.
Well, life is a vacation, right?
Exactly. It should be.
Good for you.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. So it's
like
just
that.
Take it seriously. Just really enjoy it because you're on the right track with that attitude. You're on the right track. Don't ever question your sense of freedom. Ooh, I like
right.
that. Never question your sense of freedom. Yeah. Don't be afraid to journey. Don't be afraid. I don't know what the word journey means to you, but the word don't be afraid to journey, whatever that means to you, okay? A journey could be
mm-hmm.
many different things. I'm not sure what she means by journey, but I think that's a personal interpretation of the word journey for you.
I
got
it? Yeah. Yep.
Good for you. Go for it. Have a good weekend.
Perfect.
Have some fun.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. You know, doing this sometimes, it's like really strange because I get something. And, you know, there's an analytical part of me, and I was raised a bunch around analytical people and kind of people know like mediumship and all that stuff is crazy stuff. You know, it's from the devil. Satan's got a hold of you, do this sort of thing, right? There is no God. My agnostic brothers. Yeah. Yeah, my agnostics in my family. There is no God. There is no. What are you talking about? That's all crazy. And so when I get messages, sometimes I just kind of like, is this real? And then I kind of go and I give the message and people resonate with it. And I'm going, oh, this is really cool stuff. Yeah, I really love it because I know it's not me. That's what I channel. When I started the channeling a long time ago, but I could tell you my whole story about my spiritual whatever and how they kind of tried to wake me up and as I was growing up out of my conservative Christian sort of thing and how spirit tried to, like my father with the, you know. But even before that, when I was much younger, I've told my experiences before, like living in the beach area, living in Laguna Beach, California, and laying on my couch listening to music, and I felt these two hands on my head pushing against the sides of my head. It felt like hands. So like two hands. No, there was nobody around. It was just me and my cat time. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's like kind of weird, but okay, it's kind of interesting, you know? So yeah, I had those experiences and it was an awakening experience. Like we're out here and we're trying to get a hold of you, but you're just ignoring us because you're trying to be this, like whatever you're trying to be, but we're really trying to get your attention. Okay, so I've had those sort of things. I've had the experiences when I was younger, too, of just kind of going into light trance. I was a teenager, and the walls seemed to move. They came to shake a little bit and, you know, translucent a little bit. The walls started to waver a little bit, the energy. So it was like seeing energy fields. How cool was that, huh? And I would just say things to people, and I'd go, where the heck did that come from? That wasn't me. I think a lot of us have these experiences and we ignore them or we don't pay attention to them. We need to pay attention to our inner being, our soulfulness, our higher self, whatever you call it, you know, your gut feelings, and just kind of go with it sometimes. Okay, I'm almost out of time, but this has been fun. It's kind of like off the wall, a little different than normal, but I enjoyed it a lot. Didn't get into any particular topics, didn't get into my articles, and just got to help you as much as I possibly can. So I love you guys. Ooh, I got time yet. Wait a minute. I got some more time. I don't have to shut up completely yet. So it has been fun. I'll be back on Monday. I have no clue. Oh, if you need a further, like, reading from me, or if you want to, yeah, like coaching. I do intuitive performance coaching is try to get you past the blocks that are holding you back. I will type it in the message in the chat room. My, if I can spell. Ooh, if I could do this in 10 seconds, it's the messenger.info. And if you want to look me up there and get a hold of me, or on Facebook. Love you guys. Bye.